We are in Simen Reishai and Vav. We're now up to Sif Gimel. We learned the halacha that if a non-Jew does malacha for a Jew, it is also for all Jews to benefit from it on Shabbos, unless he did a malacha d'rabbanan where it's only also for the one he did it for. But in a malacha d'oraisa, it's also for all Jews. If he did it for himself, it's mutter. Siv Gimel, im omer adam la'avdol l'shivcha so leilech imo. What happens if you ask your servant to come with you? Vidligu haner, and they turn on the light, they light a candle. Afal pi shegam heim tzrichin lo, even though they themselves want the light, ein ze l'tzorach ein Yehudi, kivin she'ikar alicha b'shvil Yisrael. We don't call this that the non-Jew lit for himself, since this was for the sake, he was doing it for your sake, because you called him to come with him, to come with you. What happens if you're just asking the non-Jew alone, go and take care of something, and he turns on the light? That's called that he did it b'shvil nachri. Then the only time that it's aser is if it's for your sake and you're there with him. But if you're not there with him, then the halacha is, we say it's called for his own sake, and you can later on come and make use of the room. I may actually make use of the light, you can read by it. Not only that, what happens if you ask a non-Jew to wash dishes? So he goes and turns the light on. It's Friday night. The room was dark. He turns the light on and starts washing dishes. You can help him wash dishes. Even though you're making use of the light, he turned it on for himself. Further says the Rama, Haga umuter lo malein yudi leilech imo lito ner doluk kvar hol veino sarak tiltul haner bialma. This is a candle that's already burning. You ask the non-Jew to carry the light for you. Now, what's the problem? The problem here is tiltul muktzah. So the halacha is that tiltul muktzah al yidei nachri is mutter. The reason it's mutter is because there's almost always a way that you can carry muktzah, kelachiyad, that's called tiltul, that's a form of tiltul menatzad. You can carry it, say, with your elbows. Since there's an ofin that it would be mutter for a Jew to do, then you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to carry it, even though he's carrying it normally. Meaning, the isser of being nene from Aleches Nachri is only if I'm nene from something that couldn't have been done beheter. If it could have been done beheter, I'm not being nene from Malacha, because it could have been done beheter too. Says the Mishnah Brura, you could only be matir this for Bnei Torah. People that are not Bnei Torah are gonna end up being mezalzel in the whole Halacha of Amir LeNachri. He also says that if you're talking about a ner shel shemen, it's usher. If you're talking about a lantern that runs on oil, as he moves, you do a kibui and a havara, so that would still be usher. The Mishnah Brura also says one other thing, that this heter, where I could have done it some other way, is only if I'm doing it for the sake of something else. Whereas if I'm doing it for the sake of the muktzah itself, that's going to be usher. So for example, it is usher for me to ask a non-Jew to put my money away for the sake of the money, even though I could put it away kalachar yad, since my kavana is for the sake of the money, for the sake of the muktzah. There, the Mishnah Brura paskins, Chazal were not matur to ask the non-Jew to do it, even though there's an ofen hamutter.